what do you hope that someone gets out of Hammertown? This is the trilogy that just that you've just finished.
Do you care?
Are you more like Clifford Still, who says demands for communication are presumptuous and irrelevant, or is there something you hope?
No, I mean, my own kind of model of a reader is I can only ever really put myself in that role. I mean, so in a sense, I have enough memories of the kind of young reader I was to realize that I really do want to write stuff that people can maybe enjoy without entirely understanding, you know, but I'm very interested in having it be an enjoyable experience for the reader. I'm interested in that. You know, I'm interested in like giving pleasure. You know, it's one of the things I like about photography is that you can very unashamedly celebrate just the voluptuous surface of reality, you know, that you can do that. And to the extent that I'm able to do that with words, I mean, that's what, to give people some kind of accumulated idea of what, you know, is going on. It's like, the thing that's been very interesting in the past, say, 3 or 4 years, maybe since Briggs and Stratton, but much more, I think, with the response that Parkway has gotten, is the degree to which that feeling of disconnect that I had with maybe that I wasn't doing that, you know, that I was writing for this and perhaps it didn't exist, that perhaps, it, you know, there was a lot of kind of tough years when I wasn't sure whether anybody was going to be able to. But there's a sort of sense of maybe sort of history has come around a little bit for it, you know, particularly as the kind of more ideologically based poetry movements of the past few decades have, you know, become normalized and less frightening and less totalitarian in their grip on people's imagination. That the kind of sort of hybrid practice that I've always, you know, like advocated, like using whatever you can to make stuff interesting. That's, you know, maybe, you know, less resistance to that than I used to feel that there was. Maybe.
Yeah. How did you know that this was going to be the last book? Was that the plan from the beginning, or does it feel right?
No. It was like, you know, a whole bunch of sort of complicated kind of personal reasons, but there was like, you know, for the purposes of this, one of the things I would say about it is that I had the sense that in a kind of political sense, it was kind of unsustainable. Because if we can go back to the very kind of beginning, we talk sort of privilege. That would be almost my reply to that, would be that this place, Hammertown, I'm talking about, this imaginary place, actually has a very, very specific history. And that history is a history of genocide. And that's something that the poetics I'm proposing has absolutely no way of dealing with. And to me, that there are a lot of reasons why I stopped, but that's certainly one of them, was that there was a kind of sense that to speak for, even in the kind of tangential way that I was speaking for this imaginary kind of realm, it was sort of like, well, there's this kind of nagging reality behind it that it goes beyond just resource exploitation or the travails of the working class or any of those sort of things that I can claim legitimately, you know, and there's just an aspect of that reality that I was never going to be able to kind of deal with. And to the extent that I didn't deal with it, I wasn't offering a kind of complete view of the place itself. You know, it's like, and that's, you know, I'm not sure I would begin a project like that again. You know, I think there was a lot of projection and defensiveness and various kind of aspects of what went into the conception of I will now write this long poem. You know, there was an awful lot of, I think, aspects of it that weren't entirely creditable in some ways.